Good morning. We are still tracking that storm that brought a lot of snow across interior New York and New England through the middle part of the week, only slowly departing down the St. Lawrence Valley now. The system is cut off from the main jet stream flow, so the movement is quite slow, and we'll see plenty of clouds around today. The moisture is becoming more limited, and the energy is waning, so the chances for snow showers will be down considerably today, although still we may see some flurries and snow showers across the higher terrain, and some of the ski areas could even see an inch or two of snow by the time the day is out. Temperatures will struggle today and stay in the 20s across the higher terrain and lower 30s across the valleys. For tonight, skies will remain mostly cloudy with a few passing snow showers as lows drop into the lower and middle 20s. Improvement tomorrow. Still a lot of clouds around, but generally dry. We will have some sunny breaks, especially in the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England, and this will allow temperatures to reach the middle and upper 30s. A big ridge of high pressure will move in slowly tomorrow and dominate the weather early next week. On Sunday, we'll have even more sunshine, still some clouds mixed in with highs near 40, and mostly sunny skies with that ridge cresting overhead on Monday and highs in the lower 40s. The next system will pivot in from the Great Lakes starting on Tuesday evening. On Tuesday, we'll have increasing clouds with a chance of rain and snow showers as that system approaches and highs in the middle and upper 30s. Snow showers around as that system only slowly passes by Wednesday and Thursday, with highs back into the lower and middle 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, widespread precipitation is expected to continue from the west coast to the Rockies heading into the weekend. This as an upper-level trough and its associated cold front edge inland. A rich plume of moisture feeding into drought-stricken California will fuel the heavy rains. Downpours will pose a risk of flash flooding, mud and debris flows, mainstream river flooding, and damaging high surf. Thunderstorms and waterspouts are possible in California and just off the coast. Flood warnings have been issued for a good chunk of the region. And accumulating snows along the Sierra Nevada range should also help with drought relief. Winter storm warnings and blizzard warnings have been issued for the mountains. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Golden Rock, St. Kitts and Nevis at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. The last report of hail was at Dalaman, Turkey at 2:53 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 35 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 16 degrees with a northwest wind at 15 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 38 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 29 degrees, the dew point 22, 75% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 13 miles per hour, and the barometer, one atmosphere, 29.92 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 79 degrees at Kingsville Naval Air Station in Texas and also at Yuma, Arizona, to a low of 7 below zero at Crested Butte, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny and breezy in the upper 30s, Boston mostly cloudy with a few rain and snow showers in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo cloudy skies with highs in the lower to middle 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 32 degrees, the low 28. The average temperature, 30, that's right on normal for this time of year. 0.06 of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, 1.6 inches of snow. 11.7 inches now for the month, which is 7.8 inches above normal. And for the season, 24 inches even, which is 17.3 inches of snow above normal. There were 35 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 376. That's 14 above normal, and 1,651 for the season, which is 115 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 37 degrees. The average low, 23. The record high, 62, set in 1979, and the record low, 12 below zero in 1988. Sunrise this morning at 7:16 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:21 p.m., 9 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with snow showers today, especially in the mountains, with highs in the lower 30s. mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with a few rain and snow showers around today and highs in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with snow showers today, especially in the mountains, with highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with snow showers today, especially across the higher terrain, and highs in the lower to mid-30s. More snow showers tonight and lows in the mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers today and highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy with a few passing flurries tonight and lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some sunny breaks in the mid to upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds and milder Sunday near 40. Mostly sunny, milder on Monday in the lower 40s. Increasing clouds Tuesday with late-day rain or snow showers in the middle to upper 30s. And scattered snow showers on Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the lower and middle 30s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.